It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer. I'm your host, and I am the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. We are located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile. And also at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K in West Mobile. And tomorrow is our one-year anniversary of the downtown store. We're going to be announcing on the Facebook page, probably later tonight, some specials that we're going to have tomorrow. Expecting some pretty cute little cupcakes with some interesting decorations. Always, we like to be a little bit extra. And we'll probably do a couple of giveaways. So pay attention to the Facebook page and Instagram. We're going to be giving away some swag and some free products. It is Mardi Gras, so we are already just crazy down there. We are the only store that is located inside of downtown and around the parade route. So this weekend we had a pop-up shop in front of Foy, Fountain of Youth Cafe at the corner of the Bienville Square area of Dauphin Street right before you got to Royal. So we had a crazy good day. I think we were out there for 12 hours. Trapped most of the time because you're inside. I didn't realize you're inside the square of the barricades. I had to leave and got stuck on the outside for a while. But we got to meet some great new people and had a good time. We're going to be out there again a few more times before this season is over. Definitely for Joe Kane Day, possibly before that. And, of course, on Fat Tuesday, we're going to be in as many places as we can. So we have some special products. We'll be having some deals and more stuff to give away. Our brands and vendors have been very generous, and everybody sent us extra swag because they know how exciting and fun it is down there, and they all wish they could be here, so they sent us some stuff to give away. So we have some special pre-rolls that we call Boom Boom Sticks, and they come in a 1 gram with dipped in the keef, or a 2-pack of half grams, and they are really, really good. I've actually had to order them twice in the last week and a half, but they were made in Birmingham by my friend Justin. Anyway, so come see us if you're coming down for the Boom Boom, either at the store on St. Francis and Warren, or look for us at a pop-up. Anybody wearing a Cannabama t-shirt has something in their pocket they can give you. So, but yeah, we have everything that you need either before or after the parade. We're trying to open before and after everything, so we'll probably be there this weekend from like 8 to 10 or later. Anyway, so check us out on Facebook and Instagram, and you can visit our website, cannabama.com. We also have a an online store and an affiliate program. If you'd like to sign up for the affiliate program and promote the store, you will earn commission on any sales that are made from your link. So anyway, today we have a special guest in the studio. I hardly ever get to have these guys in the studio because they all live all over the country. So it's always fun to be able to look at someone and not feel crazy talking to the air. But I have with me today Austin Fisher, and he is the owner of Pharma CBD. They carry several of our best sellers, including flower, pre-rolls, our full-spectrum gummies, and some other items. And Austin used to live here, and he's down here for a visit, and I asked him to be on the show. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jen. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so we've been to both stores today, looked at some new stuff, and I'm excited to share some of the things that you've told me today with our audience. Why don't we start out by just telling us a little bit about who you are and what your background is and maybe a little about how you got into the industry.
Sure, sure. So first and foremost, Mobile is very near and dear to me. Early in my career in medical device, I accepted a position a week before Katrina hit.
And, oh, wow.
And so I came down here afterwards, had a very hard time finding a place to live, both my wife and myself,
mm-hmm.
and settled into Fairhope.
Okay.
And then from there, both of my children were born at Mobile Infirmary.
Oh,
and
wow.
The whole Daphne Mobile became home to us. And
right.
And then ended up later on transitioning a career move back to the Carolinas.
Is that where you're from?
It's not. I grew up in both Florida and West Virginia, two vastly different areas. But
right, yeah.
Home is typically wherever I am at the time. But
right.
But Mobile, I love it here, except for the summer and the humidity and the love bugs. But I know you got to take that with, you know,
yeah.
the good with the bad. I'm down here in February in a short sleeve shirt.
Uh-huh.
I brought a bunch of hooded sweatshirts and.
Yeah.
So
when it gets dark, it gets cold. But yeah. like Saturday was beautiful, and it was cool enough that you could wear something light over your shirt. But,
yeah.
you know, you weren't freezing to death or hot. it was actually pretty perfect for a day spent outside. Well, how did you get into the cannabis industry? You said you were in medical device. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So for 17 years, I was a medical device sales rep, and I worked in the vascular segment of the industry. So I helped in essentially relining, repairing, or rerouting blood flow.
Wow.
Whether it was an aneurysm problem or a diabetic dialysis problem
mm-hmm.
Or leg problems. I worked for a company that we specialized in opening up those vessels And I was a sales rep, but I was in surgery every day, and it was something that I
wow.
loved and enjoyed and can be, you know, was very passionate about for a long time. And
right.
And then after, you know, a long career there, I wanted to do something that let me jump out of bed and be excited about what I was doing. And I had kind of researched the industry, and I was researching the Farm Bill 2018.
Right.
Of which was signed in January of last year, and that effectively released the federal ban on hemp farming. And,
mm-hmm.
and to me, that gave enough legitimacy to dive into this industry and not look back, and that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I essentially said goodbye to a 17-year career. I cashed in everything I had to create my own brand, which
mm-hmm.
is Pharma CBD.
Right.
And I realized that there was a lack of high-quality, hand-selected, meticulously chosen products on the market.
Right.
And that was what our niche is. That was what my focus was.
Right. Yes. It's funny because I was, for 17 years, I was a stay-at-home mom. And I jumped out of that career into this. And whoa. I know people that have been in business and other, you know, have owned businesses that are overwhelmed by how much more complicated this particular type of retail is. And I was not prepared, but,
there's no,
you know,
preparing you.
No. And well, when I started and before the Farm Bill was signed, and so there was I had no guarantees that they wouldn't at least attempt to shut me down. And there was no one to mentor. There was no one to ask, how do I do this? And there needs to be something somewhere, maybe on the city or state websites, that tells you this yeah. is what you do, and step by step by step, because no one will tell you, or you got to pay them $400 an hour.
It's part of the trade off of being one of the early adopters. So
it is, but you know, I am able to help a lot of people, mm-hmm. Sort of skip over the hard parts and learn from my mistakes, and I did pretty well. I didn't have any major mistakes, and. You know, we didn't have anybody even to compete with for a long time. So I was able to concentrate on the teaching part and sort of figuring out, you know, building that foundation of what Cannabama really was.
Sure.
I knew that there were less expensive products that were as high quality as the one I had had access to. But I knew that people needed to really understand what it was before they would be willing to try it. And
yeah.
that, you know, to touch it. You need to see it, touch it, you know, and
yep.
the sampling thing, selling single serving samples has always been a big thing for me because it works. People are scared to spend money on a big, you know, a big
yep.
price tag. Their mindset is, because the way we've been sort of brainwashed is, well, if my doctor didn't give it to me, or why wouldn't my doctor give this to me if it's so great? And you gotta start small and build some belief and show them, but teach them first.
I guess the exciting part is the interest from the, you know, from people in general that don't, they only know enough to get them to your front door, and it's really a consultative type
Right.
Approach.
Sometimes it's just my brother said CBD's mm-hmm. great and told me to come here. That's all they got.
they're there for you to educate mm-hmm. them and help them figure out a better way to treat, you know, what's
right.
going
well,
on.
Well, I mean, you can have the best products at the lowest prices, but if you don't know how to use it, it's really, you're not going to have a good experience.
So that and some professional accountability mm-hmm. To be able to provide, you know, good products that are
right.
Beneficial to you and the customer. And so that's really been my niche, is trying to provide whatever was unique and productive and something that's going to be good for you, good for the customer,
right.
provide those results.
Right, and know how to pick out products. That's one thing that we do. We know how to vet. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk some more to Austin Fisher of Pharma CBD.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking to Austin Fisher, the owner of Pharma CBD. Tell us where you're located right now and how they could maybe check out what you have besides on my website.
So our commercial operation is in Mooresville, North Carolina, just north of Charlotte.
Okay.
And that's the area where I live. And
that's where I met you, in Charlotte.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so we have 8 full-time internal people that all day long their lives are focused on pre-rolls, blunts,
mm-hmm.
packaged flower, trimming, labeling, shipping, receiving.
And right.
This is an operation that started out of a back bedroom for me.
Right.
At the beginning of 2019.
Yeah.
And a year later, we cater to about 200 small individually owned CBD hemp-based businesses.
Okay.
Mostly West Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Ohio, kind of the eastern area.
Right, right,
so
right.
Our niche products, we focus on flower,
mm-hmm.
Tincture oil,
mm-hmm.
and edibles.
Yeah. Best gummies ever.
Yeah, we love the gummies.
Yeah. You guys are our full spectrum gummies, and we have another company that we use for the isolate gummies, and they're both of equal quality and potency. They're the best we could find, and they taste good.
Yeah. What I like about gummies is it just caters to anyone that likes candy, and
right.
so indirectly they're able to experience the benefits of CBD.
I'm always like, slow down, slow, chew it, keep it in your mouth. Don't just swallow it. I know it's good. You can't eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, before we get any further, I just want to let the audience know that we are willing to take some calls tonight. So if you have a question for me or for Austin or a general question, feel free to call us. The number is 343. Tell me again. 0106. Sorry. 343-0106. So if you have a question or a comment, please give us a call and Philip will take care of you. And we'll get to that if anybody calls in. So let's talk about the different types of products. I'm thinking when we started to carry your products, they quickly became everybody's favorite. the quality of the flower was so high. And there are people that if we are out of their favorite, they don't want anything else. You know, they're like, I'll come back. I'll wait. When are you getting? Yep. And they'll call. Yep. When is it coming?
Well, previously my life revolved around being in an operating room at 7:30, 8 o'clock almost every day.
With mm-hmm.
all the right products, dressed the right way, with all my credentials done,
mm-hmm.
and ready to, you know, to go in, and that's what I did. And so now one of the amazing parts of what I do is I get to do field trips out to various places to look at farms. And so that's
it's so fun. I've only done it twice and only in Alabama, but it was so fun.
So this past summer and fall of 19, I spent traveling around, going to various farms, finding out what they did well, and really becoming a true expert as well as connoisseur in the industry. I mean, it's a wanted to be able to provide whatever the best it was I could find.
Right.
And that was my goal, and I wanted to have fun with it.
Right.
And I enjoyed it. You saw all the pictures.
I know, you cracked
long.
Me up just at random. I never, no prefacing, nothing. Haven't heard from you in weeks. Boom, all these pictures, and I'm like, this isn't even fair. This is so cool. Just huge fields.
Yeah.
And what was crazy is I know how stinking tall you are. And some of those plants were on up there.
Yeah.
And I was like, y'all, look at this. He's like 6'5". Yeah. Those are huge plants.
Yeah.
But the differences and the colors and the – you take great pictures. The detailed photos, he would tease me with them. And I'm like, stop, it's not fair. I'm hitching a ride to that next one. I can't even imagine it. You know, I imagine all of Oregon smells like hemp flower.
It is. It's funny thing was I actually got pulled over leaving a hemp field. I was speeding, and it was my fault. And I pulled over, and officer walked right up to the car, and he could tell exactly where I was and what I was doing just by the smell.
Oh, yeah. Said, oh, I'm sure that they don't care around here.
He
I'm like,
go.
Don't get pulled over.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny. Well, when we were at the pop-up the other day, I always just get a little nervous because you never know how people are going to react. And it was interesting because the cops didn't care. You know, they know us. And we've been down there for a year now. And pretty early on, I heard there were three on horseback one day. And I'm standing on the side, on the corner, wearing a pot leaf on my shirt. And here come three cops on horseback. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And I'm just trying to be casual. And I hear one of them go, is that a smoke shop? And the other one says, no, man, that's the CBD store. And I was like, we're good.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
It is. It's, you know, there's a misconception out there.
There is.
We just have to understand that it's still early and people.
I've had to go out to the car before several times. The, you know, guys that are 50, 55 will come in and say, I have my mother with me. She's elderly, but she won't come in because she's afraid it's going to be like a vape shop or smoke shop. Sorry, vape shops and smoke shops, but they expect it to be. And so I go out and I'm like, look, I'm just a middle-aged soccer mom, no tattoos, nothing, no Bob Marley posters, you know, and talk to them. And then they come in and then they're shocked. They're surprised.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
And the most rewarding part is when these folks really give you a chance.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we specialize. That's why we have comfortable couches. We want them to be comfortable, and we want to take our time and patiently answer all their questions. Yeah. I've spent 4 hours before with people, especially couples.
Yeah, when they come back into your store a week later or a day later, and they have a story to share with you about the results. And so, there's no one in the world that could turn either you or me into a non-believer.
Oh, no, no chance. I can't imagine what life would be like if I couldn't do this.
So that,
as hard as it is to, you know, as hard work as it is. And we got a lot of really weird, loud comments. I was kind of a couple times mad. Hurt my feelings a few times because 80% of the people that passed by were either, you know, oh, I guess we're selling drugs on the street now, you know, on the sidewalk in Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And it's all because of, you know, they don't understand.
Perception.
The other half were like, well, I don't want that fake stuff.
Yeah.
And they're loud and it's just like, oh, really?
You want to,
because it personally offends you, you know, like I'm not that and I'm not that. And yeah, it's just crazy because you want to scream after them. You don't understand. Let me teach you. And they're not interested. They think they know.
We have to pick our battles.
Oh, I know. It's sad because I'm thinking there's probably 100 reasons why this could help you or someone you love.
Yeah.
And you're never going to even consider it. Yeah. And that's sad to me.
It is. It's.
Yeah.
But the good news is we're out here affecting other people.
Yeah.
You know, we can't be everything to everybody. And,
of course.
And, you know, one person at a time.
I'm thinking, how many radio shows have I done? How many classes have I taught? And no one out here has heard what I have to say about the educational part. And and that just means we have so much more work to do.
Yeah.
And so much more teaching to do. So I think we have a call. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I hope this is not a bad question. But does any of those products help with ED?
Well,
So let me answer this question.
Okay.
So
more fitting.
I laughed, and as I was telling a friend of mine who opened a CBD store in Mooresville, North Carolina, that I thought that I was being impacted favorably with the new oil I was taking.
Well.
And we laughed, and it wasn't but 5 minutes later that a gentleman walked up. He looked left, and he looked right, and then he leaned over the counter and said, "I bought some of this. This has been doing amazing things in the bedroom. Is that to be expected?" And my friend looked at me and started laughing. So for the next several months, we would get gentlemen coming in claiming the exact same thing. So the wonderful,
I've heard that a few times too.
The wonderful part about CBD is there are truly almost no trade-offs, no benefits, no drawbacks,
right.
Nothing to lose by experimenting. And that's one of the things that researchers love the most about CBD is its ability to treat so many different types of ailments with almost none of the side effects that any of the other drugs will have. So
the answer is yes.
Yes. Yes. The answer is a resounding yes.
As a matter of fact,
so
if you come
you
in.
Do you have any down on St. Francis?
Yes, we have lots.
I would check you out.
So get a full spectrum oil.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And go strong and take. Well, I'll let them prescribe a dosage to you, but just know that there's nothing in there that's going to hurt, you know, hurt.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll help with aches and pains and stuff, too.
Listen, I don't need another 5 minutes.
All right, sir. Well, we'll help you out when you come and see us.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Good call.
All right. That was fun. I did not expect that. it matters. It matters. One thing that on that subject, why it helps is because most dysfunction in the body is rooted in inflammation. So if it's a hormonal issue, there's balance to be had. And then if it's something that's rooted in, you know, inflammation, it will reduce that inflammation. And it also increases circulation.
And it improves.
And it's a vasodilator. So blood flow is the name of the game in that situation.
Yeah. So in the end. CBD tends to decide really what it wants to do for you.
Right.
A lot of people want to take it for a certain reason.
I had a lot of surprising benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting a lot of them. Pleasant surprises, way more than I expected. And, you know, just the first experience that I had with pain relief and being able to sleep, I was sold right there.
Yeah.
But all the extra stuff, man, that's what really got me. When we come back, we'll finish up the second half of the show with Austin Fisher of Farmer CBD.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, everybody. I hope everybody's cooled down from that last segment. Thank you to our caller for spicing up the night. It's good, relevant information. I'm sure a few people at least their ears were perking up. So let's talk about the source. So you went to, let's go back to where you were in Oregon for the summer. See, I'm still flustered.
Yes.
Oregon, summertime.
Yes. Okay, so it was on a fun hunt to mm-hmm. go and do the most exciting thing ever. And quite frankly, the first time I stood in a big giant field full of purple blue flower, I had tears. Because it was just like a freedom. Like I just, you know, found, you know, this amazing... These amazing, wonderful things that I could bring back to so many people.
And especially when you know what these beautiful mm-hmm. flowers can do for people. And it's so humbling.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. It was humbling to be in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
And in Alabama, too. Mine was in Alabama.
Yeah.
And to see that this beautiful, it was huge.
Yeah.
And understand what each one of those flowers was for and the freedom that it brings, and to get to be a part of that. That's why I didn't wait for the farm bill. I just couldn't. I couldn't wait. I would have done it earlier if I'd had a bag of cash.
Well, out there searching around, I stumbled across the farm that probably grew the largest amount of CBG.
Yes.
And so if you don't know, CBG is the new CBD.
Yeah.
I know that you know this.
Yes, the mother cannabinoid.
It is. And so there was a company in Oregon that basically did about $400 million in genetics sales.
Wow.
And I believe they put all that money into R&D, and they created a unique strain that was focusing on CBG.
Right.
And so for those that don't know, CBG is the stem cell to several of the major cannabinoids, including CBD and THC.
Right. As the plant grows, the CBG turns into all the other cannabinoids.
Yes. And so they're discovering all of these wonderful new properties and treatments for CBG. And so it's hard to really go in that direction, stay into you know, not promoting things off-label or without any kind of relevant medical data. So I let the community do their research on what they want to do. My goal is to go provide the highest quality of anything, but now CBG, because CBG has that ability to cater to an even broader range of ailments and illnesses.
Right. Right. And from what I understand, CBG can be effective just isolated for people who don't necessarily respond as well as the average person to a full spectrum CBD product. And like, I can take much less milligrams of CBG and than I do with the full spectrum CBD oil, but I get great benefits from full spectrum sometimes. Yeah. I even just add CBG to what I normally do in the morning, and then sometimes at night I'll add a little CBN, which is the sleepy one. Because they're both in there, but in tiny, tiny amounts. And the CBG has been – I've had a couple of people that just never could find – we never could find, you know, the right thing. And sometimes it's a matter of the serving size. Sometimes it's comes down to the carrier oil or whatever strain is used to make this one versus that one.
And one of the unique properties of CBG is it produces almost 0% total THC.
Right, even less than the tiny traces. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the flower that we have, the Delta 9 is not detectable. It's the THCA that's detectable.
Yeah.
But with CBG, you harvest much earlier before the THC has a chance to develop.
Yeah, it's a beautiful flower, and I think that it's really the direction of the industry as a whole.
That's all anybody talks about on Facebook.
Yeah. So I found essentially what's ended up being over 50,000 pounds of CBG flower, and I've convinced this farm that they need to quit trying to sell it as a smokable product and begin converting it into a crude. And so they've now been doing that, and they've been shipping us the crude, and then we've been converting it into a distillate. And the distillates is absolutely fascinating. The most fascinating part about it is it crystallizes at room temperature.
It's crazy looking. It looks like I don't know if you almost dehydrated honey or something. It's a golden color, but you can tell that it's pretty much solid.
Yeah, and so we've had some fun with it here recently. As you know, one of our new hot products are called Farmer Rocks.
Yes.
And so what we've done is we are buying some really amazing Bubba Kush flower. Bubba Kush hemp flower has a really unique shape. It's round like a gumball instead of long like a pickle. And so they we've got a gentleman that works for us named Coley Treadway. He's an amazing guy, as well as several other people. Natasha and Yvonne and Heather and Brittany. I got to mention everybody and my wife.
Yeah,
Christina.
You messed up now.
Coley, being a unique individual, that he'll sit there and trim all day, which is something that's very, very hard to do.
So I hear it's like 8 hours for a pound.
It is. It just depends on the strain and then the moisture levels and certain things like that, of which we've all learned this now. We didn't have a manual, like you were mentioning. And so everybody on our team kind of does different, unique things that they've stood out in doing.
And hand-trimmed flower is very much more valuable.
It is. It's more enjoyable to smoke, so that's why it's more valuable. They get
right.
People get more enjoyment out of it. So what we've done is when we realize that CBG turns into a beautiful crystal at room temperature, we heat it back up to turn it back into a viscous fluid,
mm-hmm.
and then use small little brushes and paint the CBG distillate onto the flower.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we use a standard sifter, mm-hmm. like for flour and powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Because it removes the chunks. It removes stuff that isn't pretty and
right,
and fine.
Little sticky things.
And that was something one of our internal people developed as well. Find all these little ideas. Thanks, Yvonne.
Yeah.
And so we sift them with high CBD keef. So before the CBG crystallizes.
Mm-hmm.
So they turn into these nice little nuggets.
Yeah.
We call them farmer rocks.
Yep.
And,
it's kind of like dipping catfish in milk before you stick it in the flour and the cornmeal.
Yep. And since it doesn't...
The wet makes it stick.
Yeah. And since the CBG doesn't have THC or has 0.1%,
mm-hmm.
It's a great medium because it keeps everything completely legal underneath of those federal guidelines. So we test the flour, the CBG distillate, as well as the keef itself.
And so for people who don't know what keef is...
Keef is the gorgeous crystals that carry a lot of the...
It's trichomes, right?
Trichomes, yep. They're mm-hmm. shiny goodness.
Right. It's like they look like little hairs up close.
Yes. And it's just a real fine material. It's not actually part of the green flower. It's more of the clear crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And so they smell good. They taste good. They catch fire real, real nice, and there's a novelty approach to it. But
there's a lot of potency to be added. Yeah,
yeah.
Now that's what's on the boom boom sticks, and people have really liked that.
Yeah,
we haven't really ever had anything besides the palm woods.
Yeah,
that have keef, and not a lot of these farms keep it. Which I'm like, why wouldn't you keep something like that? I just was asking about one of the newer strains that we got, and to find out if they had keef we could get that was the same strain. And they were like, no, we could have kept it if we had known that somebody wanted it. But I was like, well, okay.
Yeah, it's...
I would think they wouldn't want to throw something like that out.
Well, they try to use... I mean, you can use every part of the plant.
It's like, every part.
It's like the famous saying with pigs, you can use every part of the pig except mm-hmm. the squeal.
If
you've ever gone to a big farm out west... You'll mm-hmm. see they've got piles of everything everywhere. They use everything.
Right. Well, that's the way it was intended.
Yeah. So our CBG oil,
mm-hmm.
We're releasing this week. So we have been kind of a pioneer in this industry where we were able to acquire CBG crude from the farm,
mm-hmm.
but had to go in a search to find a special person that could convert the CBG crude into a beautiful distillate.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been successful with that. We've now blended it with CBD, and this past week we've been shipping off multiple test results to ProVerde, G2 Analytical.
Right, you're triple testing.
We like to send all our products off for multiple testing to see what the results are, so that way we expect people to challenge us and to take our package off the shelf and have it tested.
Right,
and our goal is to basically make sure that what we put on the label is what the customer is
getting. And that's
getting.
One of the many reasons that I enjoy doing business with you, because you take it very seriously, and you know that's a standard that must be met for a high quality brand, because this is people's lives.
Yeah, I think the results are what will drive sales, as opposed to anything else. And so that's definitely the focus.
Well, and a lot of the flour, like we get flour in bulk, by the pound, and it's not always prepackaged, but we can sell it at a cheaper price that way. But we even go a step further, and when we bag up the grams and the eighths and however much they want, we have photocopies of the analytics, and we give them. Each gram gets a new batch specific analytic on that product. And that way, if our customers were to get pulled over, mm-hmm. or, you know, if there was a question about the quality, it's right there, you know. Yeah. And then, of course, that and a receipt from Canabama. If you can prove that you got it, I think they know us well enough to know that, well, if it's something that they would, you know, take our word for it, that it's good. Because I know they've sent a few people in to you know, buy and take it to test it undercover. And so far, so good.
Yeah. We have a dedicated website. It's pharmacbdqr.com. And that is mostly for folks like yourself, the retail mm-hmm. store owners. So that way, at any point in time, if you ever have any question about any test result of any one of my products, we've got one central location to where you can go and pull lab results for gummies, tincture oils, any of the flour.
And any reputable vendor that is handling the product, that's choosing the farm, that's getting the flour to us, ought to have that. Because I've seen one local business that isn't a big fan of me. And I've looked around at the brand websites of lots of different brands that are being sold around us because I like to know what to expect when people come in. I have a lot of people that come in having been to other places, and I want to know for myself what we're dealing with. And there's no labs. There's no labs on the store website. There's no labs on the brand website. And that's a problem if you're claiming you farm. You know, you got to have labs.
Yeah, not only do we know exactly, you know, where our products came from, mm-hmm. but I don't accept the lab results from the own farm.
Right.
I want to see for myself because I'm the one that's responsible, and as well as all of our employees. And I like to give everybody peace of mind that we're 100% compliant with everything that
we because you're putting that flour from those farms out en masse.
Yeah.
And if I had an issue, I would come to you. It wouldn't necessarily be the farm. Because I bought it from you, and if it were to make someone sick or whatever, which I've never heard of, but, you know, some people will show you labs. There's no we don't even buy products if they have a good lab, but there's no proof of bacterial testing, mycotoxins, pesticides, and all. Yeah. We don't buy it. We found some great suckers, and we were like, well, we can't sell it because we can't prove it doesn't have pesticides. We'll be back in just a minute for our final section with Austin Fisher.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the last segment of Sweet Home Canabama. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner of Canabama, the CBD store. And we're talking with Austin Fisher, owner of Pharma CBD. Austin, you had one other thing you wanted to add about the testing.
Yeah, I think you'll probably remember this. I didn't want to mention it because I wanted to get the genuine surprise.
Great.
Outside of testing, mm-hmm. you know, there's still a lot of folks that even if they see, you know, what they think they see, it could be, you know, misconstrued as illegal. And so to this date, knock on wood, I've had one package ever seized, and we ship literally every day. We ship mm-hmm. packages all day, every day, mm-hmm. all over the place. I've had one seized. And that was in Daphne, and it mm-hmm. was your second order.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some Honolulu haze in there that you could smell from 20 feet away.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Daphne post office pulled it, and I called them and asked them to just please open the box, look at the documentation in there. And so I've got a local friend, and so he went over, walked into the post office. They opened the box, looked at it, and within 30 seconds, they handed it right to them. They realized that we put the right documentation in there.
Oh, yeah.
And they released it. So it was
I have had so much stuff seized that, well, recently, apparently there's an issue.
Yeah.
Misinformation. And I've had, you know, pounds just in the ether. The postmaster will send them back to the sender without ever, you know, I think he contacted us the first time and then one time came to my store. Wow. with a copy of a statement from the Attorney General's office, and my lawyer got on the phone with him and even tried to get the AG's office on the phone with him, but he wasn't going to wait. He just turns it around. And it's terrible because a lot of times we're waiting on it, and it's a lot of money. And, man, I don't know what we have to do to turn that situation around, but it's I've waited 2 weeks before to get something that I needed, you know, right away. And you never know, you know, I never know that how or when something will be resolved like that. But it is a good chunk of our business is flower sales. And so I've started telling them, don't put my Cannabama name on there. Just put Jay Boozer and double wrap it and put extra documents, whatever you got to do, staple them to the sides of the box. And I even had, I got turned down. I was going to buy some flour from a company in, I think it was somewhere in Tennessee. And we got all the way through the process. I even paid for it and they wouldn't ship it. Because they, something with the AG's office. Anyway, there's no law in the books. We know that. We've discussed that many times here. There's not a single thing wrong with smokable flower. There's no law. There's no penalty. There's no charges and no prosecution. So that's why I, you know, there's a lot of businesses in Alabama that still, since November, when all that confusion was happening, don't sell flower anymore. And I that's terrible because it would be, man, there would be upset at Cannabama if we couldn't. I mean, it's a big deal. People love it. We'd even do smoking socials where we have music and bands and stuff, and everybody smokes together because it's a social thing. They've been asking to do that forever, and the West Mobile location was more conducive to that. And my landlord's real laid back. He's a fan of the show. and there's nothing wrong with it. We have an off-duty cop that we pay. Just as it's an extra expense, but it's worth it just in case somebody pulls up or, you know, someone's confused, to let them know this is okay. And there's, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's just normal.
Yep.
Just people having a good time.
I agree.
So, but yet the importance of the legal paperwork that you have to put in there, and then those labs, you got to have those labs.
Yeah.
When we get something in, if they forget to include the labs or, you know, we didn't get the email or whatever, we won't sell it until we have paper to back it up. We've held on to stuff for a week or two before because we were playing phone tag or whatever and couldn't get the labs because we don't even want to open it in case we have to send it back. We will not put it on the shelf if we don't have legitimate labs. There's too much at risk.
Yeah, I agree.
So what do you see for the future as far as pharma and the industry as a whole?
So we are already transitioning into what's next for us. And so, you know, our core is to be what we are, you know, cater to our stores, really partner with them, take care of them, help them grow their business. But for us to be able to do that, we need the element of control of the quality of the product. So much of what we've done in the past is effective here in about a month. We're bringing everything in-house. We're have a whole new segment of our business that's getting ready to open where we're going to be able to handle extraction as well as processing and then in-house HPLC testing. So so much of the industry is going towards testing and compliance. And so we're in the process of getting DEA certification. So that way we can help with pre-harvest. And our goal is to overall be a resource to the farmers. These poor guys had a really tough year.
They did.
The new ones that we're learning is just a tremendous learning curve. And then even if they made it through, you know, what do you do with it now? And so we, Pharma CBD is creating a new option for the farmers to basically outsource their crop. Let us be able to turn it into a crude. From there, turn it into a distillate, and then if they would like finished products, whether they're edibles, topicals, smokables, vapables, we've got the ability to do that, all of that in-house.
Yeah.
And so that way we can kind of help with the industry, not just be out with a brand selling product, but play a role in converting, you know, from you know what's grown out in the field into a finished product, like one option,
and you do, source. And that gives you complete control once the plants are brought in from the field. It does give you complete control over the outcome, and you know no one's contaminated it,
yeah.
or no one's skipped a step, because it's your own people.
And we'll be able to do all of our own in-house testing as
yeah.
well, instead of being at the mercy of the backlog of the testing.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's, I mean, there's not enough processing, yeah. and there's not enough testing facilities. You know, I heard that people that have but just burn their fiber. Because there's when they get done with the product that they're going to make smokable and extraction with, when they've got that leftover part of the plant, they're just burning it because yeah. there's no one to process it.
Yeah, a lot of crops went unharvested this year.
That's crazy.
Extraction companies were backed up and
right.
And so, you know,
94% of the hemp that's being grown in the United States is for CBD.
Yeah,
I just actually had a conversation with someone the other day, someone that we're sponsoring for an athletic event, and he was telling me that his family member was getting set up to grow, and I said, let me give you some advice.
Yeah, don't.
I said, I've talked to a lot of farmers, and I've been to some farms, and I talked to people all over the industry. I said, tell him to grow for fiber or yeah. for food mm-hmm. or for core, you know, hempcrete. And, yeah. you know, this beautiful concept, there's a plant in Kentucky that's making wood floor planks.
Yeah,
they're beautiful.
Yeah,
and do something besides CBD. There's plenty. Everybody's trying to, you know, we can't all do the same thing,
yeah.
you know. We can't all be the teacher.
yeah.
But, you know, just not CBD, not in Alabama, because there are a lot of people farming in Alabama. And I just, I'm not sure that the Ag Department knows what they want. It just changes so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show, Austin. I'm going to wrap this up.
Sure.
Tell us, where can we find your products?
You have always been able to find our products at Canabama. She was the first place that
yes.
gave us a shot
yes.
in town. She's our rock star customer.
Yes.
I drove 10 hours to come down, hang out.
Yes. We're a fun bunch, I think.
Yep. Yep.
And it's Mardi Gras. You know that's mostly why you came.
I'm going to be hanging out most of the week with you as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. So. And you may be able to catch Austin in the store sometime in the next several days. He's very, very tall. You cannot miss him. Yes,
I've got pocketfuls of pre-rolls.
That's right. That's right. You can find him at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown and our pop-up shops during parades, and at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. You can also find all of our products at canabama.com, and give us a call at 251-255-5155. If you ever have questions, want to try a single serving or a 5-serving sample of something, we like to downsell you the first time because we're confident you will be back. Our products are great. We know our vendors very, very well, and we take it very seriously. So come see us at Canabama, and happy Mardi Gras, y'all.